I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Jokes with Mark Simmons, the podcast where I chat to another comedian about jokes they just can't get to work. Joel is not here. We're late. It's a day late being released. God, I'm so sorry, everybody. We've just been bloody busy. And, well, Joel had everything on time. He couldn't meet up with me, so that was a big problem. So we couldn't meet up to do the intro, and I was going to do it on my own. But Joel did get the podcast ready 24 hours ago, but I just forgot, and then I went out, and then I went to a gig, and I just got home, and I'm really tired, but not tired enough to slow down this process. That doesn't even make sense. I think I am going to do this quick, and then next week I'm going to talk to Joel about everything that was spoke about last week, like my birthday and stuff like that. So let's just get cracking with this week's episode. It's a corker. It is Joe Jacobs.
Well, I just want to address, obviously your listeners won't know that you recorded me in one of probably the best episodes that you've done.
I hadn't done many at the time.
Yeah, but I think that's probably why you didn't release it.
A famous lost episode.
Yeah.
Famous Joe Jacob lost episode.
Is it lost or have you just...
I can't remember. I think a couple got lost because we recorded them at Acast and then they went missing.
Who else has got lost?
I think yours didn't get lost. Evelyn Mock got lost. Fern Brady got lost. Pete Furman got lost. All of which I'm, you know, frustrated about. I wasn't frustrated about losing yours, Joe, because we are very good friends. I just want to make that clear. Well, I think we're good friends, aren't we?
Sure.
I thought I just wasn't very good. And I didn't want to put it out. I didn't want you to look bad. That's nice.
Yeah, no.
I think...
It wasn't very... We know it wasn't very good. Can you just... I wanted to keep the illusion going that it was something like, something, you know, a lost episode.
I might put it out one day.
Well, now you can't.
When you're really famous, it will ruin you.
Yeah, I don't think it wasn't good. I think it was just offensive.
I think it's both.
Yeah.
So basically, at the time, it was early on. It was probably a year before I actually released any, right?
Yeah.
So... we didn't really know what it was back then so much.
Yeah, so I helped you figure out what you don't want.
Exactly. Yeah. Because basically, I mean, I'm hoping it's not the same today.
Me too.
But it was it was like, you'd have an idea, but there was nothing to talk about. Because it just, the reason that it didn't work was because it wasn't funny. This made no sense. All I remember from it, I saw Joel, the producer, earlier, and we were just like, gay crisps.
Yeah, right.
That was the...
We don't want to go over it again because then you have to lose this episode. But yeah, I thought it was about things that you tried that didn't work.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
You break them down. And yeah, that was a...
But we couldn't break that down because there was nothing to it, was there?
There was a lot to it. I mean,
was there?
It was different types
Joel
of crisps.
Can cut this out if we want to...
Different types of crisps.
There are different types of crisps, yeah.
That were gay.
Why are they gay?
Then, I don't know. If they
that's what I'm talking about. There's nothing there. Why are they gay?
I'm saying if they were gay, in a hypothetical world where crisps, different brands and types of crisps were gay.
So crisps have
characteristics.
So crisps have genders, and then those gendered crisps that are the same gender were fucking each other.
Yeah, I can see how this didn't work. Yeah, no, I mean, those are reasons.
Characteristics, yeah. I vaguely remember you saying about the characteristics.
Yeah, so like discos were camp and not gay because they're called discos.
Okay, I don't remember you saying that one.
And basically, the gayest crisp I concluded was a hula hoop because it looks like an arsehole.
And but it was, women have arseholes.
That's what you said. And I was like, yeah, it's a failed. It wasn't material. It wasn't funny. It was problematic. I mean, look, you're a joke writer. I just blag it. Okay.
No, don't say that. I'm trying to make you look amazing on there.
Okay. Well, it's a bit late now, and I've sort
on
of
Harry Hill's club night doing your little rap with Harry Hill.
Oh man, that was the best day ever.
That, and you know what? I really loved watching it. I loved watching him and you sort of, I don't know what you do, but you're sort of bopping up and down when you're sort of dancing.
They didn't tell me much about that. He just said, I'm just going to do a grime song.
Really? That looked like that was kind of worked.
No, he's the best, man. I love that guy. That was the best day ever doing that.
Yeah.
My dad is really depressed at the moment because he's getting divorced. So
I keep it light, mate.
So I told him to come and watch. And usually I wouldn't perform in front of any family because it's like a curse.
Yeah.
But I said, all right, let's just come and watch this. Just do me a favor, stay in the back. Mm. He's a meter from the front of the stage watching me, the whole thing.
Really?
But so it made it good. Really good because he was smiling. I had a good time, but he really was enjoying it. He actually kissed Lucy Pearman as an egg.
Pearman, yeah. I don't know why I corrected you. Sorry, continue.
Pearman.
I don't know, actually.
Oh, for fuck's
sake. Pearman. I thought it was what did you say?
Pearman.
I thought it was Pearman.
Pearman.
Might be
Lucy, how do you say your name?
I should get her on there. That'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Mm. So he kissed her.
You're already planning the next episode with me on it during my episode.
Well, no, this one's not going to go out. So I need a backup.
So, yeah, it was a great day.
So why did he kiss her? Just liked each other.
Oh, no. She was dressed in character as an egg.
Yeah.
And he just kissed the egg.
On the show?
On the show. You see him do it.
He got a little bit of time on camera.
Yeah.
That's nice.
It is, yeah. It was cool.
So he had a good day. It's a good day.
He had a great evening.
The performance was great.
Thanks, man.
Did they cut much out?
Yeah, they cut out.
The gay Chris bit?
That bit and a whole song at the end. They cut out a whole tune. Like a chunk.
I thought it was put together really well.
Yeah, I was really happy. I was a bit annoyed that my end song was taken out, but then I thought, you know what?
I think I spoke to you about this.
Yeah, I'm happy.
No one watching knows.
Exactly.
And what was on there was great.
Exactly, I can keep the thing now.
With Danny Ward and I, we made a few YouTube series. Just go check it out, Wheelbarrow Town, on your YouTubes, exclusive to YouTube. We'd shoot loads. It's mostly ad-lib stuff, improv, and then... Like, we'd get the edit and I'd be like, oh, but that bit was really funny. Why is that not in? But it didn't bring anything to the story. Mm. So no one watching it knows that bit existed.
Yeah.
And the rest is great. So it doesn't matter. So that's a nice way of looking at it. So
and crucially, I went way over time. That's why they cut me out.
Did you?
But Harry was like, take your time for me. Because my biggest fear was to rush.
Mm.
Get one shot, you know. You don't want to rush it. And
no.
Sometimes I get a bit... mumbly or rushy or unfunny.
Yeah.
But it was great. I was very happy.
Oh, good for you, mate. I loved it.
Thank you.
Good stuff. Rapping. You do normal straight stand-up.
Yeah.
And also you do some rapping.
Bit of raps.
I've never seen much of your rapping before.
Have you not?
No. Not really. I saw your Edinburgh show, the one...
In the hotel.
Yep. It's just me on it. It's me and a reviewer. I did the.
Were you in that one?
I think I
could have been a lot of the shows. To be honest.
I think you were. There's something that acts do is when a reviewer's come in and it's a quiet day,
quiet month.
Some other comics in. So I came and laughed, didn't I?
Yeah.
What was that show called?
Who was that? The reviewer was that the Jewish one? The reviewer that didn't even was he fat?
I don't know. I can't remember. It's a couple of years ago.
One Jewish guy asked to get a free ticket.
You're
came
Jewish,
and watched.
I just want to make sure everyone knows
right.
that.
Yeah. He came to review it, then he didn't review it. but I got a free ticket. I was like, come on, you're doing us no favours.
You didn't review it.
Yeah.
Might be a good thing if you didn't. It might.
Yeah, maybe.
It was a good show. What was it called again?
Did you see Ripe?
Ripe. That was it. I knew it was a fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good. And you did a bit of rapping in that, didn't you?
Yeah, a little bit.
A lot of it?
Mm-mm.
No, a little bit.
A little bit of some bobs. Like, I try and... I don't think it works to do full songs. I like to trim them down.
Right.
A lot of the skits I do on stage, they are full songs, but... they don't work as full songs, so I have to do little chunks.
Because if you're doing a chorus, they've already heard the chorus, so you're not going to get laughs out of something they've already heard. Is that what you mean?
Kind of, but look, I am always, when I started doing the music stuff, I wanted to do something a bit original, and I don't ever want to be tied into a full song if I don't have to be. Sometimes
I do. My favorite thing with musical comedy, if you like a straight, even like the straightforward guitar ones, is if they start a song and then they end it abruptly.
But right.
One of the, it's just a one-liner or something.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. It's a bit trickier with rap. It's annoying because sometimes I've had to write and craft whole songs, record it, learn it, and do it at a show to learn it's shit and it's not funny.
Yeah, because you can't really just test a rap.
No.
Just by reading it off a bit of paper, can you?
No. And like I've had loads of songs
and produce music with it.
Yeah, they just don't work. But they might come back around. You never know. Like I wrote.
So what gives you an idea for a rap? Because it's not like a joke, or is it? Is there a joke and it's a concept?
Yeah, it's concept led. I write lots of stuff about nothing, but the concepts are the ones that could fit in certain places. Or sometimes I'll be doing a routine that has a point that I could extrapolate. With a little bit of music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, like, give me an example of someone that you've learned and then...
Well, I'll tell you one thing I did. So I got a routine about feminism, and I talk about feminism in the hip-hop world, and I actually wrote a whole entire song called Bad Bitches, which is like a misogynist look at feminism. Like,
so just a normal rap song.
Exactly. That was kind of the joke. So it's like I talk about feminist stuff and toxic masculinity issues, but with a bit of misogyny peppered in to fool the listener. And I tried to do that in my last show, and it just didn't work. So sometimes I would just do a cappella two lines from the song, and the whole song is not used.
So the two lines would work?
Yeah, because it was just... I think the line was... fuck, what is it? Bitches on my dick, bitches on my dick. Maternity leaves a patriarchal construct, makes women quit. That was it. It was like, oh, it's not as catchy when you do that.
So that was the best line from the song.
It wasn't the best line. It just worked most in and out.
And they'd laugh and then next.
Yeah.
So did the rest of the song, would it just get nothing? Or would it just not a good enough response to do an entire song?
I think it can be a bit too self-indulgent.
Right.
Because I can... sorry. I can... like, for example, the thing you saw in Harry Hill, right? There's parts where I do a 90s rap and then an 1890s rap.
Oh, nice.
Right? And originally each of those was a full sort of minute, you know, but because of the time constraints of the show, I just had to chop them down. They're about 20 seconds each, but they still have jokes in each.
Yeah.
It still works. You just got to be economic.
I like that idea more because I'm a one-liner. Just get to the best bit of the joke, bang, next, what's next?
That's what I'm trying.
That gets the energy up as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. It's more exciting and more dynamic when you just race through loads of stuff. That's what I always wanted to do. Because when I started stand-up, Doc Brown was getting big, and I remember thinking, oh, fuck, I can't put music in my stuff now.
But he's, like, into a different world of acting, and I don't think he does this.
Yeah, he did his thing.
Yeah.
And I was like... I don't want to replicate what's been done. So I think what I'm slowly starting to do a bit more of is like little shorter skits, little interludes.
Yeah.
Because I just want to keep it moving. I don't like getting trapped in a song for a duration.
Yeah.
I remember like...
That's easier to try out at gigs as well then.
Yeah. But I still have, because I'm the way I am and I write a lot, I'll write usually a full song and take a section from it.
So why do you think that song, the feminism song, didn't work more of? Do you think the topic-wise, people weren't getting...
I think, honestly, it's a bit too heavy a topic to make funny for that length of time. It's like, I like to write songs that are good in their own right rather than being musical comedy. I don't really like to describe myself as musical comedian, because I think you don't really listen to much musical comedy repeatedly.
Yeah.
Good music you'll listen to over and over again. But
so I think Flight of the Conchords is good music.
Yeah.
Like, they're very good.
Like Lonely Island make good music that's funny.
Yeah.
Some of it more than others. Some of it's obviously...
I don't know what Lonely Island is.
What? Dick in a Box. You never seen Dick in... Dick in a Box. You never heard of Lonely Island?
Well, when my girlfriend's delivery came, but...
Lonely Island are great, man.
No, I've never heard of them. What is it? Is it a comedy act?
It's Saturday Night Live guys.
American?
Yeah, American rap.
Oh, right. No.
I bet you have.
No, I haven't, mate.
You have.
I promise you I haven't. How much do you bet?
You'll know, like, I just had sex with T-Pain, or I'm on a boat, and all that sort of stuff. Remember the tune, I'm on a boat?
There's no tune coming from you right now. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's the song. It's called I'm on a Boat.
But how do I know the tune if you don't give me the tune?
I was just saying tune as in a tune, like a track. I'm not going to do the tune.
Oh, my. Sorry, I don't understand you people.
I'm on a boat. I think that's it. Don't use any of this.
It's definitely staying in. This is so much better than last time. did you? Before we go into new stuff, have you got any older bits, other bits, like other rappy bits that...
Yeah, what, that didn't work?
Yeah.
There was ones
that you were frustrated that didn't work.
I'll tell you one that I wrote and basically recorded, and I was going to do it. I'm not going to say who it was for, but it was for a leading comedy critic. It was a diss track. So if I got reviewed, I think I told you about this.
No, I don't know.
If I got reviewed and it was a negative review, I was going to leak the diss track. And it was, what the joke was it wasn't like funny. It was just threats against his life, like a proper diss. But using like factual stuff, you know, industry, like real facts.
Yeah.
It was a great diss. Yeah.
You just need to wait until he gives you a bad review at some point.
Yeah, but I need to update it now. But I had a PR and she said, please don't release it. It's really... It would
genuinely
be
genuinely could get into trouble.
She goes, please don't. It will be detrimental to your career.
But everyone will know who you are.
Well, it was really good diss as well.
Was it?
Yeah, it was great.
I'll play it at the end of this episode.
Yeah, do it. And I won't say who it's about.
I think we all know. All the comics will know.
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, I don't know, but I'm assuming I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But it was only ever...
What if they gave you a nice review?
Then I wouldn't have released it.
Did you have a nice one?
No.
Ready for him?
No. No, only if he stiffed me on the review, I was going to drop the bomb.
C-bomb.
The full thing.
Because
I knew there's stuff in the track that I talk about, like real insider knowledge about, you know, stuff from the past that he wouldn't want.
Oh.
And then obviously I threatened to kill him in the loft bar and stuff. Yeah.
This is where the world of rap
head.
And comedy don't really mix, I think.
Yeah.
I kind of wish that had happened, though.
It would have been great. I would have shot a video, and I was thinking, like, I'd get...
Would you have killed him?
No. I'm not violent. I would have shot a video, and then I would have got someone else who'd got a bad review to, like, come in and do, like, a turn in the video.
Okay.
I was thinking it would be really funny if it was kind of, like, someone who's not very hip-hop.
Okay, yeah.
Someone had just come in and...
Someone got a one star.
Right. I don't know. I don't want to... Yeah. I can see why that is... Like, I was told to not put that out. Luckily,
I think legally, it's probably...
Why? It's not illegal.
It's a threat to someone's life. That's not...
All right, that part's illegal.
I think it is.
No, it is illegal.
What happens when, like, rappers do it to each other? Is that illegal?
I think it probably is, now that you bring that up, if they're making threats to life, but I think it would be against the code to report another rapper to the authorities over a song.
So is that how it works? So if a policeman just heard someone threatening someone, they can't do anything unless the person...
These drill rappers are getting their YouTube channels and stuff shut down because of admitting to crimes in the songs.
Oh, right, really? Yeah. What about... So I don't know anything, but is there a bit of beef between Stormzy and someone at the moment?
And Wiley, yeah. He blocked me on Twitter because I sent him my video of me doing his song on Harry Hill. And I said, would you be prepared to respond to me?
Wiley,
I want
to
beef you. Yeah, and he just blocked me. So I guess I got my answer.
Why do they hate each other? Are they doing it just for...
Wiley's got an album coming out. Stormzy's like calling himself the King of Grime and is arguably like the top don at the moment. And right. Wiley likes sort of drama, and he's probably a bit mentally imbalanced as well, to be honest.
Okay.
They're just firing shots.
Cool. Exciting, that, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, let me tell you some of these jokes. So this first one, I'm just going to get through the bad ones quickly.
Okay.
So in my show, I had this. So something I struggle with is I like to make personal anecdotes that are specific to me.
Not relatable.
Well, I try. Yeah, they're not relatable, but I try and make them funny and tell the stories, but they are not relatable because they're specific to me. An example of this is I got a friend called Peanut who is mixed. Oh, sorry. My friend Peanut is half Jewish, half Spanish, but he likes when people think he is Jamaican or mixed race. And he sometimes does.
Why do the people think that?
He's kind of tan, so he's like people think he's mixed race.
Yeah,
and he likes it because he's ashamed of
but
being.
But he doesn't
half-Jew.
Like his what he actually is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we'd kind of like to take the piss that he has this sort of middle class patois that he does. Because one time when we were in the park, someone threw some water on him, and he went, "You're wet up my t-shirt." And then another time, he said that he didn't like. He's eating a sandwich from M&S, a seafood sandwich.
Yeah.
And then when we saw him outside, he was vomiting the sandwich. And I said, "Are you all right, Peanut?" And he goes, "Me yuck up the prawn."
Right. So that's something that actually happened.
Anyway, I was doing that in my show and I sent it to Jeff Innocent to like have a listen for some feedback. And he calls me up and he goes, "The start was good, but what's all this yak up the prawn business?"
Wow.
Take it out. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. So that's, you know, that's like something I learned there. It's too specific to me.
Too specific to you. Is someone else doing it? And is it offensive?
Yeah.
Because that tends not to be doable these days, is it someone else's accent, is it?
Yeah. But the whole point is it's...
He wanted to be.
But it's not offensive because it's not patois. No Jamaican person says, "Me yuck up the prawn." It just sounds like something they would say. It sounds.
Doesn't that make it worse?
Oh, is this crisps part two?
Okay, next one.
Gay crisps, yuck up the prawn. All right.
Let's move on quick so Joel can cut if he needs to.
Okay. I had this idea for a joke. Am I doing the same thing again?
This is great.
All right.
Am I doing it wrong? No, this is spot on, mate. This is proper.
All right, good. So I haven't really used this yet because it uses Hitler as a punchline, which is a bit hack. But I was like thinking about how outrage is rewarded while civility is ignored. So like when people say, have you ever dealt with a difficult person and someone goes, "Oh, you know what he's like."
Mm.
And it's like, a difficult cunt that we must all accept. Can you swear on her?
You can, yeah.
Sorry. So, yeah, like when someone says, "You know what he's like," it's like a really difficult person that we all have to accept. And it really annoys me, like that people who are dicks get a pass like that.
Okay, yeah.
Whereas
if
you're a good person and you suddenly became a prick, someone will say, "What
you did
doing?
A one off thing."
Yeah.
Right.
So, I guess the best example I thought of would be like, did you hear, like, Hitler's been, he's been making lots of death camps, systematically murdering a lot of people over there. You know, he's always had a temper, hasn't he? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Hitler's a corny one to use. So I was thinking, who is another bastard?
Well, it's not. I don't think that's a problem. Personally, I think that doesn't bother me.
I think I might look at someone like Gaddafi.
But what's interesting with that is, so what, have you done it?
No.
Oh, you haven't tried that? Oh, these are new?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm
trying to workshop with you.
Okay, cool. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. But for me, as a joke, see, because that's a different style of comedy in the sense that, like, you know, it's one of those, I don't do this, but it's one of those where, because of your setup to that bit, you know what's coming, because you said Hitler and then you've gone, "Oh, you know what he's like." Like, you know that's about to happen, but I've seen this sort of comedy before and that still gets laughs. But I'm not an expert in that, so I don't actually know. Because for me, not laughs comes from surprise.
Yeah, yeah.
But that, they you know it's coming, but you're still enjoying it and you still want to hear it.
Yeah, I think that I just have a feeling that certain words and things, when people say it, I might imagine it, but I think it just turns audiences off. I think Hitler's one of them. Holocaust stuff, it just upsets people, diseases, certain phrases. So that's why I'm reluctant to use that example.
So you can't use an example of a modern day person like Piers Morgan or anything, because essentially that is what you're talking about. He is the person that this day and age that does get a bit of a pass. I mean, does he get a pass?
Yeah, no, I guess you're right. Like a Katie Hopkins type who's just consistently an arsehole.
But he doesn't get a pass from the people that hate him. They still hate him. They're not.
But by that point, it doesn't matter.
You can't arrest him.
You can't get angry at someone over and over and over and expect a difference in opinion. That's my point. If someone like, who's the nicest person? Maybe you could go that way. Who's like what if David Attenborough suddenly like blacked up and then sort of had a punch up in a nightclub?
Just a one-off black up.
Yeah. That's probably the better way to look at it.
I think people forgive him, actually.
He'd get out of it. His PR team would figure something out.
But are you saying that Piers Morgan could black up?
Yeah.
Do you reckon he would get away with that?
That's probably a bad example. But I reckon Piers Morgan, he is a contrarian who's constantly riling people up, winding people up. So people are like, oh, you know, he's just a dick. Don't respond to him.
Yeah, yeah, okay. He's just
but
a dick.
But someone like David Attenborough is a national treasure. If he did something...
Like Piers Morgan won't lose his job because of anything he says.
Yeah, right.
But David Attenborough is such a funny example that you've given.
Yeah, because he's Louis Theroux.
But what I'm saying is, if he did something bad, he would probably lose contracts. Yeah. So that's what you're saying. But then I suppose Piers Morgan set himself up. That's his brand. So when people have employed him, they know what they're getting, I guess.
But I was interested in using like a historical figure that went and did something really horrible, because obviously Hitler or... Gaddafi, all these
but the
people.
Reason you don't like using those people, like you said earlier, it upsets people, but whoever you use that's done something really horrible probably will upset people, won't
it?
Unless you can think of Bin Laden.
Yeah, but Bin Laden's just a bit of a more complicated example. I'm talking about an outward, like someone who single-handedly killed a lot of people, so then you can, because that didn't happen overnight. It was a long thing, long build-up, and it's like a long build-up of time.
Beforehand, you mean?
Beforehand, yeah. So someone would have said, you know what he's like. Like, he would have started being a prick for years, but people are like, oh, you know what he's like. He's always been like that. He's had a temper.
Yes. Fine.
He's always hated Jews. He's always, you know, what are we supposed to do? You know what he's like.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I feel like there's something in it, yeah.
I don't know.
But I feel like you need to go and try it. And see what the reaction is.
Yeah, I'm trying that. But I guess I need to think of a better bastard, because Hitler's like just done. Don't like. There's that thing on the internet. I forget what it's called. When an argument reverts to the mention of Hitler, the argument has been lost.
Didn't Eddie Izzard have something similar?
Really? I've never seen any Eddie Izzard in my life.
You should.
Yeah, I should.
Glorious, and Dressed to Kill.
Is he?
Those two are his best ones, I think.
How many has he got?
So he had a bit.
He talks about being in Star Wars canteen.
Yeah, that's the classic.
But I never seen Star Wars. Or Eddie Izzard. So I'm going to get it on two.
So he had a bit where he would talk about like a murderer or a serial killer, a normal serial killer, like they'll do it and that's really bad. But when it gets to like a... so many people they've killed, like your Hitlers and that.
Yeah.
He said that people almost like, it's like you can't quite comprehend it. It's right. Like, well, you must get up very early in the morning. I can't exactly remember the bit, but that's not dissimilar, because they're almost going, well, it's quite impressive though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To get that much done. I can't remember how he words it, but it's a similar sort of vibe. It's not the same joke.
Need to check it
out. But I think, I feel like it can work.
I feel like I'm a lot like Eddie Izzard.
I think you should, as a comic, you should have seen some Eddie Izzard.
No, never.
You should do, I think.
I'll check it out.
I think he's one of those people that you should watch.
I'll just tell you things that I think are funny that just don't work.
That you've tried?
Yeah, I tried this one.
Okay.
So I don't like football. Do you like football?
I used to.
How can you used to like football? How do you grow out of liking football? That's mental.
That's not. I used to play loads, be obsessed with it. Then I realised that I wouldn't become a professional. So that kind of, I wanted to be a professional.
Who are the fat fuckers watching it in the pub? But it doesn't stop them.
I haven't finished.
Sorry.
And then I realised that all the players I used to play with, no offence if any of you are listening, but a lot of, okay, not all, but a lot of people that play football are absolute arseholes. And then I just realised that it just, there are a lot of arseholes in football, so I went off it.
Yeah, there are. I don't like football, but I'm pretty sure that football and Adele are the two things you can't make jokes about in England. Can't joke about Adele. Anytime I hear a comedian try and make a joke about Adele, I'm cringing because I know no one's going to laugh.
I've heard one about a computer and Adele.
That's, yeah, wordplay.
Yeah.
I think that's rubbish. Old as
the
well.
The contempt in your eyes when you said that's wordplay.
No, but I think I know the joke.
Yeah. Loads of, it's been done quite a bit, I think.
Yeah, Adele. But like when people do jokes about Adele, they're always shit.
Yeah, so...
She's great.
Oh, actually about Adele, the singer.
Yeah.
But like, so you're talking about negative jokes about...
Yeah. She's just one of those things, I don't think.
I think if you started slagging off football, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and that's what I try and do because I hate football. So I had this routine that I once said and I kind of wrote some of it down and I tried to make jokes about football and it didn't do very well. But
do you think it might be because people love football so much?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
And that irritates me because I want to love it, but I just think it's stupid. I think football is stupid and I think people that like football are stupid and people that play
all your
football
hate at jokes with Mark.
Anyway, so I was like, I don't understand football. People always talk about it and then I can't contribute to the conversation and it's really annoying. Like, but I don't understand the passion. I wish I could be as passionate, but I don't understand it. I've been to football games and I don't understand why people always stand up. Like when the goal's about to be scored, it was stand up, you know. And it's like, why stand up? Because you look stupid when it isn't, and then you have to sit down. And it's like, but why?
If you can make that funny.
Well, you laughed.
Yeah, I laughed at the awkwardness. But if you can make that funny, then I don't think people that like football would have a problem with that. Because that's a funny observation. They could go, oh, yeah, we do that. Because that is a nice observation. But it's like you need to find where the funny is about them. What, like an observation
I'm getting to the funny. Check this bit out.
Oh, you still got another bit. Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's a routine. Okay. And I was like, why is it when someone scores, the crowd always say, yeah. Why don't they switch it up with something like, congratulations. And I was like, there's things I like about football. Like I like the songs. I like the songs, like, you know, fucking ball. You know that you need it when you kick a ball. Wayne Rooney is gleaming. That one? I like that one.
that's funny. I think that's funny that you've just fucked up the words to the song. Can I go back a sec?
Yeah.
With yeah, if I go, yeah.
That's just stupid.
That's an answer to a question, yeah, isn't it?
It's like, yeah.
Yeah, but that's an answer to a question, isn't it? Yeah isn't... What's the definition of yeah?
This is positive, you know, affirmative. But why don't they say, congratulations?
It's more than one syllable, I think.
Yeah, that's the joke.
Yeah.
It couldn't be done.
But maybe that's...
It's not a joke. It's terrible. Anyway, so this is another thing I wrote. So like, because this is just a rant, basically. And I was like, it's always cold in the football stands. I don't like to be cold. I don't like the toilets because it's like 80 men queuing for urinal and I can't even use a urinal.
Why not?
Because I get shy. So I wouldn't like to go to the football match. And then... how come people always fly to other countries to watch matches because their team might lose? So it's such a gamble to fly. And it's like, that made me think, I'm not surprised that there's loads of football hooliganism because if I paid 600 quid to fly to Malta to watch my team lose, I'd smash up a cafe as well, probably. You know, I like football pitches. I think they're nice and green.
What are you doing?
This is the routine.
They're nice and green. Yeah, I like the smashing up the cafes bit.
I like a football pitch. They're cool.
Yeah, but they're nice and green.
That's yeah, nice like green because they're looked after. But the footballers get paid too much, which annoys me. And I think it would be a really more compelling sport if it went back to sort of old school days, like a muddy pitch, kicking around a medicine ball for sixpence a week. And then we'd really see who loves the beautiful game.
Yeah, but you could go into that more, couldn't you?
Yeah. And then, like, I like footballers with...
It's like, how different would it all be if they didn't earn that money?
Yeah. Because like
so David Beckham might, or someone might have got a job in.
Because we would do comedy even if we got nothing from it, because we like doing comedy. But I don't think, I mean, people would play football if they got nothing out of it. But I think it would be a different ball game. Oh my god! Please be kind in the edit, Joel. And the last thing I say is I like footballer-sounding names like Gazza, Robbie Savage. Alan Shearer, Dean Cunt. That one was mine.
So, what reactions have all these bits got when you try it?
Terrible.
But like every bit, or do any of them work?
Some of it works, I think.
Because surely you just take out the bits that don't work, and
yeah,
do the bits
I think
that
the football team smash up a cafe one is quite funny. Because I might try that shit. But I like joking about things that you can't, that are tricky to joke about.
Mm.
I like that.
What are your Adele jokes?
Oh, I don't have an Adele joke. I wouldn't joke about the Queen. Adele.
You like Adele.
Oh, I love Adele.
Mm.
But yeah, certain people.
I saw her at Glastonbury when she did Glastonbury.
Did you? Was it good?
It was very
right, go
good.
Go easy,
but,
mate.
But in between each bit, she'd go, I can't believe it.
Yeah, that's
why. I can't believe it. I'm playing Glastonbury.
She's
You're the
amazing.
Biggest singer. Like in the world,
yeah.
Of course you're playing Glastonbury. That's not a surprise. If you were doing it suddenly when you were 18, oh my God, yeah, I'd get that. But you are I don't know the figures.
She's humble, man.
She's
humble. She's great.
I can't believe it.
Oh, I love her.
Yeah, I did like her, but it was
great.
A bit.
I wish
it got a bit
that.
Much.
Yeah. Did you see Stormzy?
No.
No.
Last
was Glastonbury
was
good?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
All right, here's a joke that I'm going to try tonight that I think has a punchline. So like, I'm a rapper and rappers make fun of other rappers for being old. So it's the only profession where longevity counts against you. It's like ignoring a doctor with 30 years experience and just going for someone who just wants to give it a try. You know, like this new guy has a fresh approach. Forget about the old square.
Yeah, I like that.
Well, it needs a better finish.
You can talk about that an example of their idea for your treatment. Yeah, we're not going to do the normal treatment.
Yeah,
that's it's definitely funny in that. But I didn't like it when you said it's the only industry, because sport is all when you're older. You're
true.
Done. But that's the only thing. But I think that's a good idea.
We don't do that anymore. What could it be, though? We don't do...
Triple heart bypasser.
No, we don't do it like that anymore.
We just give it a squeeze.
Yeah.
Or so, I don't know.
That's kick you in the dick. No, I need to...
There's something on that, though. Yeah. There you go, Jay. There you go. One that makes sense at the end.
No, it didn't make sense.
Yeah, it did. It will do. Joe Jacobs! There he is. I didn't do that loud because there's people sleeping. Joe Jacobs, cracking stuff. Good, good stuff. Much better than the lost episode. If you'd like to hear the lost episode, tweet at Jokes with Mark or on any other social media at Jokes with Mark. Let us know if you want to hear it. Or any other feedback, let us know at Jokes with Mark. What else? I don't know, really. At Jokes with Mark. Normally Joel's here to prompt me with stuff. I just can't remember. If you live in Leicester, I'm doing the Leicester Comedy Festival with my new show on the 9th of February. And then we're doing this podcast live on the 16th of February. Go to... search it, just do a search. Leicester Comedy Festival, my name, it'll probably come up. Anything else, Joel? Don't know. No, let's just... this is rubbish. Absolute rubbish. This is definitely the worst intro and outro I've done, without doubt. But I could start again, but I need to go to bed. Doesn't matter. Hope you enjoyed it. I hope you're enjoying the podcast. Thanks for all the feedback on Apple Podcasts and all that. That's brilliant. Chuffed everyone's enjoying the podcast. Just recorded a great one with Adam Bloom, who is a master. Just a master. I'm going to leave it at that. Master in comedy. Great, great comic mind. That's a really long one. That might be two episodes. Might be a really long episode. And then an extra little bit some other time. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. But that one's coming next week. Look forward to it. Bye. Hashtag Awuga.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.